Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
What's up, you guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Stella Write Herself podcast. It has been a couple weeks, y'all. Mercury retrograde has been retrograding. Okay, my laptop broke. We were in the process of moving as well. So it was just a lot of things literally preventing me from recording. So I hope y'all have been doing well. I've been, you know, out there gathering that life experience so I can have topics to talk about for y'all. So this is the first episode recorded in my new apartment. I think one of the main things I want to talk about today is feminine energy in dating and kind of how my thoughts have changed and just some recent realizations. I don't know if you guys know Shira 7, but I have actually been subscribed to her for the longest time. Like, I have snap memories from like 4 or 5 years ago of me watching her videos. I posted just her channel page because her video titles are so funny, so I was just like posting that. Recently, over the last month, I feel like I've been getting so many of her TikToks on my For You page. She will do these like 3 hour long live streams on her YouTube channel, basically answering questions about dating and how to date and find a provider. And she is just so funny, like she is hilarious. I think most women who watch her really enjoy her. I rarely see hate comments except from like men, but I actually did see a video this morning on my For You page that was like, oh, like when you listen to Shira 7, but you take it with a grain of salt, or like you don't listen to everything she says. And then there were some comments on that that were like, yeah, I don't like what she says about changing yourself when you're around a man. I really like what she promotes in the sense of really putting yourself first and not staying around or continuing to be with or date a man based on potential or, you know, just basically lies that they say. She kind of debunks a lot of these really classic things that men will say to keep a woman around and to get her to lower her standards to be with them. And so I really like that she's all about, you know, putting yourself first, because I think it's just so common that women don't do that. And we're kind of taught not to do that, you know, we're taught to prioritize a man first, prioritize just everyone else before ourselves, and we'll put ourselves and keep ourselves in the worst situations because we just feel like that's what we should do. I feel like for a lot of women, it's not even something you consciously think about. Her videos and content similar to that, as well as just trying some of these things out on my own, have kind of readjusted my take on this whole feminine energy movement. And I think my conclusion is that it's not about like, okay, some of these feminine energy dating videos or like feminine energy videos, like how to get in your feminine energy, they are giving very much like 1800s, babe. I mean, not even 1800s, you don't even have to go back that far, but they are giving very much like, we're going backwards. This is how you ought to be as a woman. And oh my God, you don't want to like have goals for yourself or whatever, because that's just so masculine energy. What I do think is important to keep in mind is that, and I mean, I knew this, but it was something about these past few weeks connecting these dots in my mind. It's about making the patriarchy work for you. So for example, I've been making a conscious effort to wear dresses and skirts more, dressing more femininely. And I think especially coming from LA where the style is a little more casual, I would always wear sneakers. Like, I would wear sneakers on dates. I was just always wearing sneakers all the time. Like, I would wear heels now and then when I would like go out to clubs and stuff, but for the most part I would be wearing sneakers. She has actually talked about, you know, just keeping in mind the type of guy that you're going to attract when you wear certain things and just the different ways that you portray yourself. And this has kind of been a realization too. There's a difference between dressing feminine and dress like feminine classy and then dressing like sexy Instagram model, which I think I would always kind of think as feminine more as that, like the Kardashians and just kind of that like Instagram like blueprint, you know, over wearing a Fashion Nova like skin tight dress all the time. So as I am getting older and stuff, I just want to keep these things in mind and just being more mindful of like the places that you do go, the places that you are spending your time at, It's like those are going to be the type of men that you attract, you know? So if you want a masculine man in the sense of he's not going to ask you to go half on bills and then expect you to also do all the housework. He's going to be there for you and like show up as you want a partner, especially as a man, to show up. It's like you want to attract that, you know? And so by portraying yourself as more feminine, it's like, dude, it's like you forget. I feel like it's like, I mean, maybe you naturally are just like very, oh, I love wearing dresses and skirts and dressing so girly. Did anyone go through a phase like when they were little where they refused to wear dresses and skirts? It's like low-key internalized misogyny because we're kind of taught like, oh, like if you like pink, like, oh, you're too girly and like that's bad. I feel like I definitely went through a phase too where I was like, when I was like in fifth grade or something, like just trying to prove so hard that like I wasn't like a girly girl. Like, I don't think I considered myself a tomboy, but I was like, I'm not wearing dresses and skirts. I don't like pink. Like, I'm not like other girls, but like, and then I feel like getting older too, it's like, I know when I wear a dress and I go out, like it doesn't even have to be a skin tight dress, but just when I wear a dress and I go out, like you get more attention, you know, and like not really wanting that attention and just feeling like uncomfortable by it. But I feel like when you're dressed truly like feminine, classy, and not like, oh, I'm wearing like a skin tight dress, it's like you get treated so much better. So this is like my point. This today's not a good example. I'm like filming content at my house, but recently when I've gone out of the way to like wear a skirt, like a flowy, long floral dress, floral skirt, when I've worn, you know, sandals instead of sneakers, it's a little hard in New York because you do so much walking, but trying to find, you know, those comfier options, people really do treat you so much better. I told this story in a recent vlog, but I had to go to the Apple store and then I was meeting my friend afterwards, so I was like, I'll just drop off my laptop at the Apple store and then I'll go from there, because it was like, it just made more sense to do that. So I had on a cute outfit. I was not even wearing a skirt, but I was wearing like pants with heels and like a really cute top. I had my hair and makeup done. My makeup was so good that day, you know, I smelled good. I just like, in my mind, it's like, yeah, obviously I'm gonna do this because I'm like going to meet up with a friend afterwards. Like, we weren't like going out, but you know, we're like going out to a restaurant and stuff, so I want to look nice. But it's like, I could have just done that on a regular day, you know? And everyone was just like going out of their way to just be so nice and like sweet to me and complimenting me, like multiple people in the Apple store. Like, in my mind, I'm like I feel comfortable without wearing makeup. Like, I'm so confident when I'm wearing, you know, baggy clothes and like dressing more, not even masculine, but just like more casual. But when you just put in those extra steps, and again, when you like wear the more feminine outfit, like people go out of their way to treat you like so nice. And again, it's like that feminine classy vibe. It's not like I'm like wearing a bodycon dress going to do errands with like 6-inch heels, you know? It's like, oh, look at this like lady. Like, is it patriarchal? Like, yeah, but it's also like, do what works. And it's just like, that's the energy that I'm here for, you know? And then as far as the types of guys that you attract, it's like, yeah, I could pull wearing, you know, this outfit with like, I don't know, like this more like chill outfit, but it's like, what kind of guy is that going to attract? Versus like, if I'm dressed very feminine and like looking gorge on like a regular day, it's like, what kind of guy is that going to attract? You know, it's going to be one who feels like they can, either someone super, super delusional or someone who feels like they can handle that. Someone who looks a little more higher maintenance. Like, you know, when you're doing errands and you just feel like you look like a bum and like you get approached by way more guys and you're like, what the fuck? It's because they feel like, not like you're easy, but just like they're less intimidated by you, you know? Versus if you're going out of your way to like look very chic, feminine, classy. I got on my nice floral skirt or whatever, my feminine classy outfit. I have my hair and makeup done. It's just a regular day. So yeah, just keeping these things in mind. And I think especially if you're around my age, it's like, you know, I mean, this could happen at any age, I'm guessing. But when you're just kind of trying to find yourself, find your style, you know, I feel like I've tried so many different styles throughout the past few years. And like, looking back, you know, you cringe and you're like, oh, I can't believe I would ever wear that or like think that was for me or like that aesthetic was for me. And I think just getting older as well and understanding how you come across like matters, you know? Like, I used to post my body way more on Instagram, and looking back, like some of the pictures I posted, it's like, bro, why would I post? I would never post something like that now. Like, just so much ass. I mean, I feel like that used to just, it was so normalized, you know? I think because we grew up in the era of the Kardashians and like Kylie Jenner, like we really grew up with Kylie Jenner, and she would post pictures like that, so it was just very normal to us. And now it's like, I just care a lot more. Like, I don't want to be perceived that way. And it's like, you can do whatever you want, you know? If you don't care, if you're like, this is how I find my confidence, this is like what makes me feel good, then like do you. But I think with that, you also have to understand the implications of, and like the, just like what's going to come along with that, the type of attention you're going to receive and how you are going to be perceived doesn't have to matter at all to you. Like it really doesn't. But I think if you are frustrated sometimes with like the type of guy that you always seem to be attracting or the type of attention you always seem to be receiving, or you're like, oh my God, like I just want, I'm sick of dating these desties, or like, why does no one ever like me for me? They just like me for my body or how I look or whatever. It's like, just kind of taking these things into consideration. And I think that can honestly be very empowering, you know, with this, but then also with anything, like taking full responsibility for yourself and, you know, your life. It sucks because you have to admit that like, maybe you're doing something wrong, you've done something wrong, you've made a mistake or mistakes, like we all have. But then it's like, okay, well, because this is my responsibility, I also have the power to change it and to do something about this and to change my circumstances and my, you know, end game. A lot of this has been on my mind too, because I did just recently move to a new place and just thinking about, and also just taking so many months off of like dating and being in the scene and like all of that, like all of these things have been freshly just on my mind, and I'm like, you know, I want to do things differently. So these are the kind of things that I've been thinking about. And I feel like this was like 24, it's kind of your last, like, is 24 still your early 20s, or is it mid-20s? Like, what is mid-20s? Because in my mind, mid-20s starts at 25, but I kind of already feel like I'm there. I don't know, but I feel like this is a very monumental age, because it's like low-key, like if it's not your last year as early 20s, it's like you got to start, you know, thinking about things. No more YOLOing. I mean, like, obviously, live your life, do what you want. But if there's certain things you want, you know, you got to like set yourself up to achieve them. My sister and I have also recently been rewatching Sex and the City, and I haven't fully watched it, like rewatched it in so long, and it is hitting so much harder this time around. I think just because I'm older and I have more life experience, so a lot of the things that they talk about, like I always felt like, oh yeah, this is like, I always enjoyed the show, but something about this time watching it, it's like so shocking. I don't know. My sister and I have both come to the conclusion that Charlotte is the best character. You know, I always remember thinking Samantha's so iconic, and she is iconic in a lot of ways, but kind of watching the show with what I know now about, I don't know, psychology and attachment styles and all these things, like, it's just kind of evident how avoidant she is. And not just in relationships, like romantic or sexual relationships, but with her friends too. Like, I think last week watched the episode where Miranda's mom dies and they're all trying to be there for her, and Samantha like can't even really say anything to Miranda. Like, she's just so uncomfortable with it. And then she like can't orgasm because she's like so stressed about this, but she doesn't realize it. And then finally she ends up crying at the very end. And then when Samantha, you know, finally falls in love with Richard, he's like kind of a really toxic, avoidant guy. And she's like changing her own boundaries and lowering her standards just to be with him. Like, oh, well, like he wants to have a threesome for his birthday. And she's like, well, if he's gonna cheat on me, it might as well be with me. It's like, girl, you are not like the boss babe that I remember you to be. I mean, she is in a lot of ways, you know, but just like knowing what I know now about this kind of stuff, it's like, I remember you being more iconic. Like, what? And I feel like that's just a lot of these dysfunctional personality traits are so normalized, you know, in pop culture and just in the media that we consume. So it's like, no wonder we're fucked up, okay? Yeah, I think that is a really good strength of the show, is just showing how human everyone is and how they do fuck up and they do feel really lost at times, and like they're upset and they go through so many emotions that we go through, you know, especially as women while dating and just while living, being a single woman, or not even single, but just like being a woman. So yeah, with that being said, that's why it's so important to like do your own research about these things, go to therapy if you can, and just, I think even just reading books and like following therapists on social media, learning about, you know, things like attachment styles and like why we act the way that we act, and learning how to self-regulate and get in touch with yourself and your emotions. You really have to go, I've said this so many times, but you really have to go out of your way to learn about that. We just have so many dysfunctional examples of relationships and of, you know, how do we handle a breakup? How do we handle stress or a fight with friends, or like family members or whatever. And it's like not only in our own personal lives, like growing up, it's like most of us don't have the best examples. But then again, like in all the media that we consume, it's like these really horrible examples. And like the women that, you know, are the most famous ever, like are people looking up to Khloe Kardashian? No offense, like love her, like especially in the older seasons, she's so funny. But it's like, look at her and Tristan, you know, like these are the examples. And even like Kim and her relationships, you have to be mindful. You have to learn, you have to be in tune with yourself so that you can, you know, really know what it is you want and what to do when you're going through it. It's just really about self-regulating, y'all, like pausing and taking a breath before you react, like taking multiple breaths. Samantha catches Richard cheating. She gets so upset. She throws this huge thing. She like prints out pictures of him, like, oh, with his face, and it says cheater, distributes him around her neighborhood, like does all this stuff, and then like ends up back with him anyway. Sis, like, you're not really putting yourself first. And then we haven't even talked about Carrie, you know? I feel like this has been talked about so much, so I guess that's why I'm kind of like, okay, I'm over it. We finished the season where, you know, Aiden proposes to her and she throws up at the thought of it. And she just can't do it. It was so sad, like that last episode where they're sleeping in like the different apartments, and then she goes over and like gets in his little cot on the floor with him, and then she's like, that was the last night we spent together. I was like, oh my god, like I wanted to cry. It was so sad. So yeah, but I will say it's interesting, like this is like watching these Shira 7 videos and then like watching Sex and the City at the same time. Carrie, she's like a mess. That's why we love her, but she's like a mess. But she has that feminine energy, like she loves her outfit, she loves wearing heels. She has long hair. Her career's like random. Like it's like so girly pop. She's like, I write a column about sex, you know, in relationships. And so she always has these guys like wanting to provide for her and wanting to do shit for her. Like she has broken up with Big, but when she needs a down payment on her apartment, like he just gives her the money. She doesn't accept it, which in my opinion was so dumb. Like it was the least he could do for you after all that. But Aiden buys her an apartment, buys her a new laptop, like all this stuff. And then like Miranda is very much in her like masculine energy, like with her career. Ew, y'all, I really don't want you to think like I'm like becoming one of those like, this is what you do. But it's just like interesting to observe this. She has a very like traditionally masculine career. She's very together. She doesn't like asking for help. And she ends up with Steve. Remember when they first started dating, like he can't even pay for this suit. She always has to pay for everything. No, it was like, she let him take her out, but only to places that she knew he could afford. And it was like a dollar pizza. Like, oh my God. Remember when they break up because he's like acting like a little kid and he's like kind of living with her. He's like watching cartoons. He's like, Miranda, let's have a baby, Miranda. She's like, you can't even take care of your puppy. Like, what the fuck? I'm already up with the puppy doing everything. So while I'm not saying like, oh, you need to like change who you are and like act in a specific way, I think there is something to be said for like just like awareness, like, okay, this is the type of guy that I seem to keep attracting. Like, what is it about me that makes me continue to attract this kind of guy? And then another kind of realization is like, okay, y'all know I've talked so much over the past couple years about like attachment styles and like just making yourself better and like wanting a true equal partner and things like that. Okay, the thing is, you cannot like apply those tips to just like the regular man of the dating pool, you know what I mean? Because you're just gonna like, you're really just gonna be disappointed. So I'm kind of like, you know, this feminine energy dating vibe, like not all of it, but some of it, you know, it's not all bad. And Shira 7 says this as well, like, this isn't to say you can't have a career, you can't do what you want in life, but it's like, if you do want a man, if you want a partner, just be mindful that you're not, you know, being overly independent to the point where you're attracting these like dusties who are like, I don't believe in paying bills for my wife. Like, we are gonna go 50-50, even though literally we live in a patriarchal society and like women have it so much worse. If I'm gonna date a man, like, he needs to be a man. You know? I think all of this comes down to putting yourself first and not lowering your standards and not hanging around someone, especially a man, who is trying to manipulate you into lowering your standards by telling you things like, oh, you'll never find anyone else, or like trying to make you feel bad about yourself, or just like guilt tripping you into like paying for shit or planning shit. And I think another practical tip I've learned, because this is the thing, it's like, okay, as someone who is kind of avoidant, let's be very avoidant, let's be for real, I've had to learn to like speak up and like, oh, it's okay to double text, it's okay to reach out, it's okay to check in. But if you're in the dating stages of someone, like with someone, with a man, I no longer believe in that. Like, like I'm like, I just think it's so true with men. Like if they wanted to, they would. Like truly, honestly, if you're dealing with like a masculine man and not one of these little like, like when someone likes you, when a guy likes you, they are going to pursue you. They are going to text you, call you. They're going to make plans. They're going to initiate. So if you find yourself like, oh my God, like, should I text them? Or like, oh my God, like, I want to see them this week. Like, I might as well just like make plans or like ask them if they want to do this. It's like, no, you need to take a step back and like sit down. So you just need to get into this mindset. Like, these are my standards. And just, I love myself enough to not accept less than that. So if you feel like someone's stringing you along, if you feel like, that just kind of anxiety, like, oh my God, I need to be the one to make plans, I need to be the one to text because they're not going to do it, or like, it's like, babe, like, do you really want to be with someone or be pursuing someone or just date someone, be in capacity with someone that is making you feel like that, you know? So I think that is really like the root of this. Like, it's not like, oh yeah, me feminine energy, like it is, but then it's like, so I would love to hear your thoughts on that. But yeah, just some updates. It's been nice to have our apartment finally. It's been a little overwhelming to just like buy everything that we need, but at the same time, it's just been so exciting to be here still. So anyway, that's going to be all I talk about this week. Let me know what you want me to talk about for the rest of this month and next week's and the week after and the week after. No, but let me know what you want me to talk about in next week's episode, and I will talk to you guys then. Bye, everyone.